Hello, and welcome to the Built Different podcast with Zach Clinton. Be sure to follow us on Facebook and Instagram. While there, you can join in the conversation about this show. Just search for Built Different podcast in your internet browser. Here now is your host, Zach Clinton, on this edition of the Built Different podcast.
What's up, everybody? Welcome back to the Built Different podcast. I pray everyone had a blessed weekend. You know, here in Lynchburg, this whole past week was graduation for Liberty University students. My fiance and I both had the opportunity of walking and taking part in the graduation festivities. So I just want to give a quick shout out and congratulations to all of the Liberty University graduates and all of the graduates from all over the country here. You know, may the Lord bless you all. May He keep you. May He guide you every step of the way. Guys, today we're going to continue on through our mental health awareness series as we'll be hearing a truly gut-wrenching story today of tragedy, of pain and heartbreak, sadness, and more. You know, our guest today is world-renowned author, motivational speaker, and what I like to call him is a hope dealer, Mr. Bobby Petroselli. Bobby has a testimony that you won't believe. One night, he went to bed in suburban America, a happy man with a loving wife. But when he woke up dazed in his kitchen, his wife was dead and his life was forever changed. You know, the pickup truck that actually crashed through his bedroom wall was driven by a man who was more than twice legally drunk. But even in Bobby's deepest and darkest seasons, he never gave up. He now travels the country sharing how he battled through the darkness to find triumph by clinging to his faith and friends. This man truly has a passionate heart of gold in which he just wants to give of himself to help others, especially the younger generation. He now leads a ministry called 10 Seconds. He's written several books, two of which have personally impacted my life, including 10 Seconds Will Change Your Life Forever, and You Matter, It Doesn't. Our topic of conversation today is going to revolve around what it means to live intentionally. You know, when you go through these tough and overwhelming and what feels like insurmountable times of loss and grief, like Bobby and so many others have gone through and experienced, it's so easy to fall into moments or even seasons of darkness and depression. We begin pondering on this concept of life, and some may even question if their life really even matters. What our prayer is, though, through the Built Different podcast, and at the heart of this interview today with Bobby, is to help you truly understand, my friend, is that no matter what you're going through, no matter how hard it may be, no matter how dark of a season you may be in, you matter. And you are never out of the fight. And you are seen and heard and loved by a God who cares for you more than you could possibly fathom or imagine. And He is not done with you yet. I pray that if you're going through a tough and difficult time, my friend, that you truly know and believe that you're loved and that people care for and value you. I pray that you would press into your family and friends, who knows, a mental health professional, like a counselor or a psychologist or psychiatrist, but most importantly, that you would press into your faith and that you would cling to Christ during your toughest seasons. James 4:14 reminds us, you do not even know what will happen tomorrow. What is your life? You are a mist that appears for a little while and then vanishes. As my dear friend Dr. Rick Rigsby's late wife told him with some of her very last words, it's not about how long you live, it's about how you live. So my friends, how you living? I pray that you would enjoy this motivational interview with Mr. Bobby Petroselli coming up next, right after this short break.
We'll be right back with more after this.
Extraordinary Women, a day of worship and encouragement. Coming to Griffin First in Griffin on August 21st. I'm Extraordinary Women host Julie Clinton, and I can't wait to see you along with our friends and some of the nation's best speakers. Sheila Walsh, Eva Rodriguez, Valerie Burton, Margaret Feinberg, and Tim Clinton. Then praise and worship with Jason Crabb.
But sometimes I hurt, and sometimes I cry.
Order now online at ewomen.net. That's ewomen.net.
Welcome back to the Built Different Podcast. Here's your host, Zach Clinton.
Mr. Bobby, thank you so much for joining us today.
I am absolutely honored to be with you, Zach. And let me say this up front.
Yes.
I am so proud of you for what you're doing with this. And the people you're interviewing and the things you're doing, because I always say to people this simple thing, and just even our pre-recording, some of the kind words you say just speaks to my heart about this very simple thing, Zach. You never do anything great in this world, and you never do anything boneheaded in this world. You know, God is always using others to influence us, to exhort us, to edify us, to move us forward in the kingdom principles. And the enemy is always trying to drag us back and using people to get us go down the wrong path. So
right.
I'm just so honored to be with you and everybody today. And it's so great.
Man, I appreciate that so much, Mr. Bobby. I'm so, like you, thankful and grateful for these next few moments that we're going to be able to share together. What I really want to talk about today is a word that's thrown around a lot, but I'm not sure people actually know the true meaning of it. And that word is intentionality. Sir, I think a lot of people have good intentions. They say they value it, right? They want to live an intentional life, but I'm not quite sure they actually know what it really looks like. So what I would love through this interview is for you to just help inform and remind us of what intentionality really means. So, sir, before we dive in, you have a story. And something that I want to touch on up front is how I'm so thankful that you have been able, with God's help alone, been able to use that story in this platform to bring honor and glory to his name. So I just want to thank you for that.
Well, I'm honored, Zach, and thank you. Long story short, tragically, 35 years ago, in this area where I'm at in Texas right now this week, I was working at a school called Santa Fe High School, come home late one evening from a football game, have been married to my wife for 2.5 years. I have a little something to eat. I'm Italian, so she took care of me, made sure I had a bowl of pasta and some meatballs. And I'm also Swedish, Zach, so I'm a Swedish meatball, just so you know. But get finished eating and talk about the day's events, the upcoming weekend. We're going to get ready. My family's coming in some weeks for Thanksgiving from New York down to Texas. And basically, we say goodnight and just loving what I'm doing, loving what God's allowing me to do as a teacher, coach. I'm loving the profession I'm in, loving working with the kids, being an impact on their life, being, as the word is, intentional. Hmm. Intentional is making a choice and a decision and having the desire, like, wait a minute, this is important. And I'm going to do everything in my power to strive to that importance, but then to come to the realization, apart from the Holy Spirit that God has empowered me with, I can't do that. I can be intentional, but without the Spirit, the true intentionality does not really kick in.
Right.
As a believer, there's no question. Apart from me, the word says you can do nothing, but I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me.
Mm.
Well, literally, Zach, I'm asleep, I'm in bed, and I wake up an hour later sitting in my dining room window. And I know you know my story, and I know there's so much you want to share, but tragically, a drunk driver lost control of his truck coming into our development.
Hmm.
I was the first house in the development. He comes crashing through my bedroom wall, runs me over completely. It's a miracle I'm even talking to you and I'm alive.
Hmm.
Flips me up on the hood of the truck. The truck lands on my wife, Ava, goes through the next wall. I end up in the dining room window. My wife is under the truck.
Hmm.
My life literally, Zach, is changed, not in one day. I tell people, we hear this expression, and you being a former athlete yourself and still loving athletics.
Oh, yeah.
You know, an athletic event doesn't take place one game at a time. It takes place one play at a time.
Mm.
And every play can change the momentum of that game. Well, life is no different. Life does not happen one day at a time. Life happens moment by moment by moment. And I always tell people this. It's real simple, Zach. Every moment, I'm living either in intentionality or not. I'm either being led by the spirit or not. I'm being led by the flesh. I'm building patterns, habits, and routines that eventually lead to success or eventually lead to failure. Because understand this, in this world, there's things we got no control over.
Mm-hmm.
We got no control over change. We got control over growth and how we respond to what comes our way. And the more prepared we are through the power of God, through the Holy Spirit, and through the power of his word and fellowship one with another, that becomes a preparation tool for what we're going to face. But literally, my life was changed forever in one moment when my wife was caught up under the sheets in a mattress. She tragically died when she suffocated. Mm. The paramedics told us it took them literally 40 minutes to dig her out. She was so encased in sheets in the mattress.
Wow. And that's so hard because people, I think, tend to forget that pain can also help produce growth, right? But pain can be led to something purposeful, but we get lost in the pain. And sir, I know that that experience for you was definitely painful. I mean, there had to have been moments where it was extremely tough, feelings of heartbreak, overwhelming grief and loss. But Mr. Bobby, you were able to battle through it all and able to look at things with a very unique perspective. Your ministry now is built around this idea and this theme of, you mentioned it for a second, 10 seconds. Why is that? And what are some lessons that you've learned and held on to from that valley of your life that really stem around this intentional lifestyle?
Well, here's the deal, Zach. People would come up to me and they mean well.
Yeah.
You know, when they would say things, I always say to people, you mean well. I've done a lot of work with after the Oklahoma City bombing 25 years ago. I've done work, you know, I've been in Oklahoma doing work with families and those coming through that. I've done so much work with 9/11 survivors because I'm from New York originally.
Yeah.
I've been to so many schools after school shootings. I just had a woman the other day, it blew me away. She goes, I heard you 20 years ago. She goes, you came after the Columbine shooting and basically I was a victim. It was a miracle I was alive and your words rescued me. Because here's the key, Zach. It's not me. It's the Spirit of God working through me.
Yeah.
But here's the reality. People would say to me all the time, Zach, Bobby, you got to take it one day at a time. And I would look at them like right now it's 10:04 East Coast time, 9:04 Texas time. And I would look at them like, what? I don't even know if I'm going to make it to 10:05, 9:05. I don't even know if I can get through this. And then all of a sudden, God made it so clear. No, Bobby, all you have is this present moment. So what I share with people all the time, Zach, God gave me this phrase. With his strength, don't let the pain of the past or the fear of the future to stop you from being present in the present. All I have is this present moment. And if I take it 10 seconds at a time, one moment at a time, and look at this, Zach, we've already been talking for 5 or 6 minutes. Okay, we don't have the time we started our conversation, and we don't have the time we're going to end our conversation in maybe 15 minutes. All you and I have is this present moment. How can we embrace it? Just like driving a car.
That's right.
You know, as much as I do, if I live in the rearview mirror, I'm going to crash. If I live looking in front of me in a distance and I don't focus on what's going on around me, I'm in trouble. So here's what I got to do. I got to glance at the past and learn from the past, but I look to the future in the present moment, focusing where I'm at on the way to where I'm going. And let me say this last part here before you back out. I always tell people two things real quick. The night I pray this prayer, and I know we're going to get into forgiveness, but the night that Ava was killed, I'm laying in the hospital bed 3-4 hours after she's killed, packed with former students and teachers and people from the churches that I had to minister at and was part of in the youth group at Lakewood Church and just rallying around me. And I prayed this prayer, Zach, and it's only the Spirit of God that can do this. I said, Father, I can't even imagine what I am about to go through. I can't even fathom it. I said, but your word has taught me. I have learned through your spirit my whole life about the importance of forgiveness. Lord, there ain't no way I could forgive this man apart from my help from you and my empowerment from your spirit. Because as we say in the prayer world, I want to lay hands on this man and prayer has nothing to do with it. Mm. My flesh wants to get in the way. But Lord, I can't forgive apart from you. And here's what your word says. I need your spirit to help me to forgive. And here's one of the greatest lines ever. And I share this with kids, Zach, all the time, of the Disney movies. The Lion King, I got to believe you probably saw it. and the Lion King movie, Rafiki's got a big stick. He hits Simba over the head towards the end of the movie. Simba goes, "Ow, that hurt." Rafiki goes, "Ah, don't worry about it. It's in the past." Simba goes, "Yeah, it's in the past, but it still hurts." Rafiki Zach makes the greatest statement. "That's right, the past can hurt, but you either learn from your past or you run from your past." Mm. If you run from your past will chase after you till it destroys you. That's what the enemy uses. He uses brokenness, hurt, and pain to let us live in a world of rejection. Mm. The fear of rejection, feeling rejection, perception of rejection. And God's like, "No, I don't reject you. That's why I sent my son, because I treasure you. I adore you. You matter to me. You matter to my kingdom. You matter to this world. And I want to bring healing, deliverance, restoration." And here's the best one, Zach. "I want to bring resurrection. That which the thief has stolen, killed, and destroyed. Hmm. I come to give abundant life. I want to resurrect what the enemy has tried to take it from you and multiply it seven times over." I'm giving you the quick version of the word, where you could be that influence in this world today.
Wow. Goodness. You're firing me up, sir. I am. I'm on the edge of my seat. I mean, I'm absolutely loving what you have to share with us about intentionality. And I love that about, we can't live in the past, because the past can hurt us, like you said, but we can't allow it to affect where we're at today. And we can't look too far to the future. We can't fear it. We don't even know what's going to happen. But
yes,
life and moments are a gift. And that is why they call it the present. Sir, when I think about forgiveness, I think that is something that takes a lot of intentionality, and it's a process. Forgiveness is difficult, especially in a situation, in a story like your own. I mean, you're completely blindsided by something, but forgiveness is also freeing, and forgiveness is a choice. Sir, what does your process of forgiveness look like? And I know some of us are listening today. We're holding on to something, maybe bitterness or a grudge. We don't want to let it go. Bobby, how can we become more intentional in forgiving others?
Well, as I've been sharing, Zach, it's really simple. God says in his word, come to him as a little child. Hmm. Remember when you were a kid and you'd run to your dad and mom? You know, "Oh, daddy, mommy, I'm scared." I'm not saying in that type of realm, but I'll come to the Father all the time and I'll say, just like I did that night, I said, "Lord, you know, your word teaches me this." I always say this first. Have that be still in no time with the Lord. Mm-hmm. You know, read his word. And I don't mean this disrespectful, secondary. In other words, have conversations with it. The reason why, Zach, people who are important in your life, when they send you an email, a text message, or leave you a voicemail, it makes so much sense because you already have an intimate relationship. And I'm not talking about a marriage or that type of thing. Right. You have a close relationship. It's a family member. It's a really close friend that's like a family member. Mm. And the reality is, you understand what they're saying because you already have conversation with them. You already have that intimacy with them. That's why I tell people, be still and know that I'm the Lord. I also tell people, my sheep know my voice. We'll get to that in a moment with the whole aspect of forgiveness. But here's the reality. I knew I could forgive with his power and strength in the present, one moment at a time. As I begin to practice this, so watch this, Zach. You don't go to the gym. You're an athlete. You don't go to the gym to find a muscle.
Right.
You go to the gym to develop the muscle you already have. That's intentionality. I don't go to church, read my Bible to find the Holy Spirit. Bear with me for a second. Once I've already opened up to the Holy Spirit, I got it greater than anybody in the Old Testament because the Spirit's living in me. Now, it's learning how to access, manifest, and you know, use and allow the Holy Spirit to operate in my life. So I say to people real simple, make your prayers be simple. God, you know, let's pretend you hurt me. Of course you didn't, Zach.
Yeah.
But my simple prayer would be, God, your word tells me that I need to forgive. I am really hurt what Zach did to me. And the only way I could forgive Zach is by your power, by your spirit, and by your spirit. There's no way I could forgive him on my own. Your Holy Spirit's in me. Here's the key, and here's what I learned more than ever. I don't go to God to say, "Oh, God, help me to forgive." And God says, watch this, Zach. Bobby, I already given you the power to forgive through the Holy Spirit. Hmm. Here's how I pray. Father, you're living in me. May I be tuned into your voice, to your presence, and to your spirit to forgive and have the power to forgive and do that intentional thing that I need to do, whatever it looks like, because you're prompting me to do that. And I want to get to this point where my sheep know my voice. So watch this, Zach. This is the most powerful thing I learned years ago when I've been preaching about this, okay? Every once in a while, a baby lamb is born around the world and even in our country to the mother sheep. And the mother sheep rejects and pushes the baby lamb away. Hmm. The shepherd keeps on bringing the baby lamb back to the mother sheep. She pushes it away. He tries three or four times. It doesn't work, Zach. Finally, you know what the shepherd does? He takes the baby lamb, brings it in his own house, and begins to raise it himself. Hmm. When he believes the baby lamb is old enough, healed enough, restored enough to who it was initially created to be, He takes the baby lamb, brings it back to the mother sheep. The baby lamb is now a baby sheep. The mother receives it. You know what just happened to that baby lamb, Zach? That baby lamb became born again because it was healed and restored of its brokenness and rejection to who God created it to be and who it was supposed to be. Here's the best part, Zach. Every time the shepherd comes to the flock, whether he's going to put oil on their head, give them water, okay, feed them, or lead them out into the fields, when he calls to the sheep, oh, thank you, Jesus. The very first sheep that run to the shepherd are the bummer sheep because they recognize the voice of the one who rescued them, who saved them, restored them, and resurrected them back to who they were created to be.
Man, that's powerful stuff, because that's so good. And I love what you said about the Spirit, because Jesus, right before he ascended into heaven, he actually said, and he referred to the Spirit as our advantage.
Yes.
It is for our advantage, sir. I love that. Sir, you have this heart for the youth and for speaking at high schools and teams. I said, I remember the very first time I actually had the opportunity to hear you speak, and I met you for the first time at Liberty Christian Academy. You came and spoke at our high school chapel. Then you went and spoke at our football team pregame one night. And your story has just stuck with me for all these years. And what I really took with me was this, and what we're talking about. You got to live your life on purpose. In everything, make the most out of your moments, because we have no idea when our time's up. James 4:14 reminds us of this. You do not even know what will happen tomorrow. What is your life? You are a mist or a vapor that appears for a little while and then vanishes. And Josh McDowell says this, you don't make memories. You are the memory. Bobby, help us understand the meaning behind your book, You Matter, It Doesn't, and how we can continually live our every moment on purpose.
Well, here's the reality, Zach. You hit it on the head. Let's even narrow it down more.
Yeah.
Okay. We don't know what's going to happen in the next moment. And the reality is this, if the Holy Spirit, and sometimes we've come across with legalism of judgment, like, oh, you better obey God. Here's the point. When I am in tune with the Spirit, Zach, you don't have to tell me to repent, because the Spirit moves in me. And I say, you know what, Father, I dropped the ball there. Father, I am sorry that I reacted that way or said that. And the reason why I did was because my own perception of rejection or fear or anxiety kicked in for the moment. That's why I went down that path. Mm. But all I know is I have this present moment. This moment matters. And as I go moment by moment, more being led by the Spirit, I'm going to live that purpose. I'm going to live that destiny. I'm going to live that memory and who God's created me to be. It's one of the things I talk about all the time. Value, identity, purpose. The VIP is what God put on my heart.
That's right.
When Zach understands his value, he understands he has an identity and a purpose that nobody in the history of the world has. Satan's greatest goal, he does not go where there is no value. He knows how much God treasures us, values us, and how much we matter to God. So he wants to get Zach out, Bobby out of their purpose, because if Zach doesn't live up to his purpose, then the whole corporate team of the body of Christ suffers and the kingdom of God does not work in that way. It's just like this. If when you play football, if you don't live up to your position and have purpose, intentionality to do the best you can, the team gets robbed of what only you can bring to the table. Well, here's the best part God showed me. Zach, when you were in your mother's womb, okay, the locomotive of the train of your life was being developed. The moment you're born, you have a locomotive and a caboose. Well, guess what? As you go through life, every good and bad thing that happens in your life becomes a different car on that track. Every time, and I'm picking on you, you know I'm talking about myself and everybody, Zach.
Yeah, of course.
Every time you were hurt or wounded or rejected, okay, that car, that particular car that is the affected one, turns unaligned and is driving sideways on the track. The wheels are barely dragging. You can't kick the car off the track, but it's still going with the train. Well, guess what? When that hurt, that pain, that trauma, that fear, that rejection hits, you know, the passengers that jump on that car, you're going to love this. The passengers that jump on that broken car are fear, condemnation, guilt, insecurity, inferiority, inadequacy, trauma, rejection, and brokenness. You know what Jesus wants to do? He wants to take everybody to go back to that it, because they matter so much to Christ. I want to bring you back to the it that is defining you, that's chasing after you to define you, that brokenness, that rejection that's chasing after you to define you. I want to bring you back to that car, bring healing, deliverance, and restoration, kick every one of those passengers off that car, straighten out that car, and bingo, you're on the right path, because you matter to God. That it that is trying to define you is not who you are. It does not matter. We want to obliterate it, get rid of it, be done with it, crucify it, destroy it, and be resurrected in the power of the Holy Spirit in Jesus' name.
Come on, sir. That it doesn't matter. Come on. We are defined and our identity is in Christ, sir.
Absolutely.
Man, this has been a blast just learning with you and hearing you speak and share your story. But just in closing, you're clearly grounded and you're anchored in your faith with Jesus Christ. And I love how you've allowed him to be honored and glorified, even through a story where some people may look at you, Mr. Bobby, and say this: how could a loving heavenly father allow such excruciating pain to happen to you? Or why do you still trust him? But Bobby, something that people don't really understand is that Jesus never promised a life of safety and comfort. He never promised a life of sunshine and rainbows, but he actually reminds us time and time again that, like John 16:33 says, in this world you will have trouble. I've heard you once say this: everyone has been hurt, wounded, or broken somewhere in life, and more often than not, they are allowing that wound and brokenness to cover them up, to carry them, and to hide them from who they've been put on this earth to be. Bobby, to the person today who's battling through a tough time, they feel lost, they feel desperate, they feel hopeless, they need encouragement, but they also need some challenge and motivation to keep going. Sir, what we tend to forget is that God gave us friends for the fire, and he ends John 16:33 with this: but take heart or be encouraged, for I have overcome the world. Sir, how can we be pressing into our relationship with the Lord and with others and truly find victory and hope in Jesus' name?
Well, you know what? That's so powerful that you share that, Zach. Here's the reality. First of all, the word says the thief comes to steal, to kill, and destroy.
That's right.
Anything bad in this world does not come from God. We need to realize that. If the Old Testament system was perfect with a sacrificial lamb, Jesus would have never had to come. We got to remember. I ask people all the time, Zach, what's the gospel of Jesus Christ? All they ever say is he died for my sins. No, that's not the full gospel. Yes, that's part of the gospel. Well, guess what? That's what a sacrificial lamb was used for back then, to be slaughtered for our sin and its blood to represent our sin. Well, guess what? A sacrificial lamb never wore a crown of thorns, never got scourged and beaten, never was in the Garden of Gethsemane, never carried and hung on a cross, and never resurrected from the dead. What Christ came to do, he conquers everything that we face. Well, here's the key. The word says God will not be mocked. What we sow, we are going to reap. The reality is this: there's things in this world, Zach, that we don't understand the way it was set up from the beginning, because you know as well as I do, there is no way that God would have given up his son if there was another way to do it. But he knew that that was the only way to restore us fully and wholly to him. And he has given us, like you said earlier, which is powerful. He said, it's good that I leave, It's important that I leave, because if I don't leave, I can't send you the Comforter, the Holy Spirit, that will empower you, lead you, guide you, and direct you in all truth, righteousness, and understanding to overcome this tribulation that the enemy is trying to rob you of the purpose I put you on this earth to live. Well, I speak to everybody, faith, hope, and love. Hope matters. Hope is a good thing, maybe the best of things, and good things never die. May the love and the faith and the hope of Jesus Christ, through the power of the Holy Spirit, empower you. And remember these simple words: find those moments in your day where you can be still and hear the voice of God. We're all bummer sheeps that need healing, deliverance, restoration, and resurrection, and it can only happen through the Holy Spirit. Find what it looks like to be led by the Spirit, to hear the voice of God. Of course, God speaks through his written word. He speaks through others. But the greatest thing is to find that stillness time where you could practice his presence, hear his voice, and know his leading guidance and direction in all ways. In Jesus' name, I speak life and blessings and resurrection all over you.
That's so powerful, sir. What are you sowing? Find these moments to find rest in him. Be intentional. I challenge every listener right now to go look up my good friend, Bobby Petroselli, at www.10seconds.org. The man is a firecracker. He's got some passion. Mr. Bobby, thank you so much just for spending time with us, for sharing your story, your vulnerability, and your passion, and for what you're doing to impact and influence other people's for the kingdom of Christ, because you have impacted me today and throughout my life deeply. So I appreciate you.
I'm honored, Zach. God bless you. Keep up the great work. I am so proud of you, son. You are awesome, and you are a blessing to the kingdom. Thank you.
Thank you very much. Wow. I mean, what a powerful and motivational interview with Mr. Bobby Petroselli. That man is passionate, and he just moves and stirs my heart every single time I get the opportunity to hear him speak. You know, one thing that I wrote down during the interview that I want to touch on one last time was his VIP acronym. Remember, friends, your value, identity, and purpose can all be found in the God who delights in impossibility, the God who sees you and hears you always, the God who is with you every step of the way, the God who is never late, and the God who loves you beyond your wildest dreams. Keep pressing in and keep living every second of your life on purpose. Hey, everyone, make sure to stick around for our house call segment of the show. As special guest Rachel Flick will be joining us and answering a question from one of you coming up next, right after this short commercial break.
We'll be right back with more after this.
Just added former White House press secretary Kayleigh McEnany, New York Times bestselling author Lisa Bevere. Just added to the Extraordinary Women Conference at Thomas Road Baptist Church in October. I'm Extraordinary Women host Julie Clinton, and I can't wait to see you along with our friends Kayleigh McEnany, Lisa Bevere, Demi Lee Tebow, Shalene Bryan, and more. Returning with praise and worship, Michael O'Brien, and music from Danny Gokey.
This is your time.
Story?
Jesus, you are stronger.
Order online at ewomen.net. That's ewomen.net. Kayleigh McEnany, Lisa Bevere, Danny Gokey, Laura Story, and more at the Extraordinary Women Conference.
Welcome back to the Built Different Podcast. It's time for a house call. This segment features professional counselors in our circle answering one of your questions.
Hey, everybody. This is Rachel Flick on this week's House Call on the Built Different podcast. I'm a licensed professional counselor, and my question today is, when going through some of the toughest moments of your life, how have you been able to anchor yourself in hope? I'm going to read you guys a verse in Romans 5. Therefore, since we have been justified through faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ, through whom we have gained access by faith into this grace in which we now stand. And we boast in the hope of the glory of God. Not only so, but we also glory in our sufferings, because we know that suffering produces perseverance, perseverance character, and character hope. And hope does not put us to shame, because God's love has been poured out into our hearts through the Holy Spirit, who has been given to us. And that is really the core and the anchor of hope, is the person and character of Jesus Christ. Because before I had tragedy, before I had trauma, before I had crisis, I had Jesus. And I have been walking with him, and he has been proving himself to me personally in my life, absolutely, but also that in and of himself, he would choose to take on the sin of the world and come and die for us so that he could spend eternity with us. And that in and of itself, and the full representation and fulfillment of the gospel, is the essence of his character. And that's what we hang our hope on. We hang our hope on Jesus. And I also know that he promised that he would not snuff out a smoldering wick, and he would not break a bruised reed. So when we are in suffering, we look to the Lord, who is bringing our faith to this bright, glorious hue. He's shining it. He's polishing it. He's purifying us from all of our humanity, the normal things that we all struggle with. And in doing that, he is making us more like him, and he's preparing us for our future with him in heaven. And because we know that that's his heart, he's not allowing suffering in our life to punish us. No, even more, he is allowing suffering to prepare us for our purpose and our life with him in heaven. And he wants us to store up our treasures and our riches there. And through suffering, we are able to build up a character and a foundation that allow us to connect with him, that allow us to represent him and who he is on the earth, and that allow us to be ready to take on all that he has for us in this life that is to come. So when I thought about Micah and his death, I clung to hope, because I know that God is good and that he loves us, and he shows that to us through his son Jesus, who died for us. Thanks, everybody. This is Rachel Flick with your house call on the Built Different podcast.
Guys, to find out more about Rachel, you can visit her website at rachelflick.com, as well as make sure you go and listen to her incredible podcast titled The Hope Cast with Rachel Flick. It's on all podcast platforms, and trust me, it's an incredible resource that you do not want to miss. Well, my friends, that's all we have for today. Keep striving to live a built different life, and remember, you're never out of the fight. As always, thanks for joining us on this edition of the Built Different podcast.
Thanks for listening to the Built Different podcast with Zach Clinton. As we close today, we want to remind you about the upcoming Waymaker World Conference. This world premier Christian counseling event will be held in Orlando, Florida, September 15th through September 18th. Over the last 14 years, the World Conference has sold out, with nearly 7,000 counselors, coaches, pastors, chaplains, and more, representing all 50 states and over 40 countries. To find out more, go to worldconference.net. Well, that's all the time we have for today. Be sure to join us next time for another edition of the Built Different podcast with Zach Clinton.